Let's identify the various types of power that can exist in a group setting. Expert power is the power of information or knowledge. An expert is someone who knows what he or she is talking about. A professor of a course would be an example of someone who holds expert power. The class respects and appreciates the knowledge the professor shares with the group. Referent power refers to the nature and strength of a relationship between two or more people. Consider this a relationship influence. If you and I are great friends and you ask me for a favor, you're exerting referent power in which I am willing to do the favor as a testament to our strong relationship. Legitimate power is the power created from the formal role a person plays. Most people will not question legitimate power. A great example of this would be a police officer who has legitimate power to arrest, to question, to investigate, and more. We respect the power that these men and women have in our society. And finally, coercive power influences others through force. Not necessarily physical force, but perhaps intimidation, bribery, or other ways. Coercive power is rarely used for good because by its very nature, it contradicts the RLM.